Welcome to my Stained Glass Spirituality Fun Fest. Did you know that on March 22nd, 2017, Nevada became the 36th state and the first state in 40 years to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment? I lived there at that time, and you could have fooled me. Still today, women have just 3/4 of the legal rights of men. In 1970, it was less than half. Women's history is full of trailblazers in the fight for equality in the United States. From Abigail Adams imploring her husband to remember the ladies when envisioning a government for the American colonies, to suffragists like Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton fighting for women's right to vote, to the rise of feminism, and Hillary Clinton for becoming the first female nominee for president by a major political party. American women have long fought for equal footing throughout the nation's history. And while some glass ceilings may have been shattered, others remain. Progress continues to be made, slowly. As Clinton said while accepting her nomination, when there are no ceilings, the sky's the limit. It is true that progress in terms of gender equality is uneven, but the proponents of the argument that women are taking over the world at work need only look at the statistics. Look at the statistics on equal pay, employment, political representation of both men and women to see how wrong they are. The meaning of women's rights has varied through time and across cultures. And today there is still a lack of consensus about what constitutes women's rights. Some would argue a woman's ability to control family size is a fundamental women's right. Others would argue women's rights fall under workplace equality or the chance to serve in the military. Many would argue that all the above should be deemed women's rights. Are we not human? Are women not human? The term women's rights typically refers to whether women are treated as men's equals. But sometimes it specifically refers to special circumstances that affect women. The tampon tax, job protection when taking time off from maternity leave. While men and women both may be victims of social ills and violence related to rape and human trafficking, protection against these crimes is often described as beneficial to women's rights. And women in the early 20th century, the implementation of various laws and policies over the years paints a historical picture of the benefits that were considered to be women's rights at one time. Societies in the ancient, classical, and medieval worlds show how women's rights, even if not referred to by that term, differed from culture to culture. Take care of you. I love you. You love you. You are so amazing. Know your rights. Thank you. Thank you, universe, gods, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Until we meet again.